Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr told MSNBC that the city has deployed thousands of feet of protective booms to protect sensitive wetlands.
Along with our beautiful coastlines, we're also home to some of the most ecologically sensitive wetlands in Southern California. So we've been very proactive in trying to maintain those wetlands and to mitigate any impacts that this oil spill may cause on our wetlands.
Environmentalists say it's a race against time now to minimize the amount of oil that reaches the shore. Pete Stauffer is environmental director of the Surf Rider Foundation. It's an organization concerned with ocean protection. He told reporters via Zoom that the cleanup will also take some time.
This is going to be both a sprint and a marathon. So one is, you know, making sure that we're containing the spill and that, you know, government agencies are working to clean it up. But this is going to extend, months or even years into the future.
Experts say a ship's anchor may have damaged the pipeline, which runs from an offshore oil rig. Beta Offshore operates the rig. It's the California subsidiary of Houston-based Amplify Energy. Amplify CEO Martin Wilshire said in a news conference that the company has shut down the pipeline and is still looking into the cause of the spill.
We currently have divers on location at the potential source site. We are investigating the source and potential cause.
Officials say it could be weeks before the true extent of the environmental damage is known. Among the primary victims of these types of spills are the local wildlife. Dr. Michael Zaccardi is director of the Oiled Wildlife Care Network at UC Davis Medical Center. He told a news conference that efforts to capture and clean seabirds and other animals is underway.
Our mission is to provide the best achievable capture and care to oil-affected animals.
Zaccardi says his team is moving quickly to save as many animals as possible.
Now, that is allowing our pre-trained staff to get out there, get those animals collected quickly, get them back to our purpose-built facilities, and start to get the rehabilitative care that is necessary to get them back into a clean environment eventually.
But wildlife aren't the only ones whose health is at risk from the spill. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foyle told reporters that people should avoid the beach because the oily goop can also affect human health.
The toxic fumes are present in the air, and it might be impactful to your health.
Some environmentalists say the spill drives home the necessity of transitioning the state away from fossil fuels as quickly as possible. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.